Okay, good morning. Holding a similar base. Still a few problems I wanted to add on to Sif Gimel, which we'll get back to. So let's see Sif Dalet. Misha Bari Loi, Shaina Yachalam Miralatsme. Someone was sure. We're talking about Dafka, someone was Bari Loi. They will not be able to hold himself back from Lafiach from letting a gaz Ashi Yigma Krishma Vitzvila till he finishes Krishma Vitzvila, meaning that even if he'll only say Krishma Vitzvila, he won't be able to hold himself back. Mutav Sheyavaz Man Krishma Vitzvila Mimashi Spal Bloy Gufnaki. It's better that this Man Krishma Vitzvila should pass than to daven al gufnaki. Vim avas man tvila onusu. And if this man tvila does pass, he's onus. Vim yira ditznege for din etash lumen. Vim yira lo sheyacho lamir al atzmoi. Vishas krishma. If he sees it, he'll be able to hold himself back for krishma. Yaniach tvilin ben abaych ba meso be'ava le krishma. He puts on the tvilin between Abaychma and Mesob Ava to Krishma, and he makes a bracha on them. Then obviously immediately after Krishma, he takes them off. The talis he can really put on before he starts the brachas. You can wear the whole day the talis. You don't need a gufnaki for tzitzis. So tzitzis, the talis he can really wear from before. So the question is the tefillin he puts on right then. Fine, the Mishbur brings down in Simen Pei is Gimel that the Skomz Achronim is that this person should not let this man, he shouldn't let this man Krishma pass since it's the Daraisa. He should read Krishma along with its brachas, not the Dam Shmonesri, because by Shmonesri you're Oimei Lefnei HaMelech. So with it, it's Gnai Godol Hula Fiachaz. But Krishma ain't Kemedaba Im HaMelech. El Shemekayim Vizeh Ritzoyin Hashem Yisbarach. Like we saw this Chilik in other places, that by Shemon Esrei, you're love al melech, you're coming in front of the melech, right? You're standing in front of the melech. As opposed to Krishma, you're being kind the rotten melech. The Mishra says, v'av sheyikra Krishma bli tefillin, even though you can be reading Krishma without tefillin, since the tefillin needs gufnaki, l'yamtem v'yavaz man Krishma k'de likras b'tefillin. Ha'masa sheyachal ha'nech tefillin, yom yonichin, you'll put it on later if you're able to. Shmon Esrei is what you have to, what you'll miss. Fine. Another Nikudos says, Lashem Misha Bari Lai, Sheni Yachalamait. Someone who's buried that he will not be able to last. Let's say he's not buried, he's not sure. He's worried, maybe he won't be able to last. So that's mashma, that even tefillah he'll be able to say. Okay, Sif Hey. Tzarech Lerchas is Yod of Amayim. One needs to wash his hands with water out of perik until the wrist. Koidim ha-tefillah before davening. V'lechein, afal pi sherochatz is Yod of Abayke. Even though he washed his hands already in the morning, he washed negel vasa. If noga achkach b'yodav beiz a mokim tunif, or if afterwards he touched a mokim mitunif, dahainu b'mkayim samachusim b'adam, those parts of the body which are covered, sheyesham m'mulei zeyah, that over there that is filled with sweat, oy shechichich b'roishe, or he scratched his head, oy shalei rochzom abayka ar perik, or he did not wash until his wrist in the morning, needs to go ahead and wash again before tefila. Vim ein loy mayim, tzach lach zachrein lo leches lefanav, dal milin. If he doesn't have water, he has to go search for it for milin. If in front of him, lefanav, in front of him. Or la'ach a mil, or to go back a mil. Vim is yarishim terkach yavaz man tefila, if he's worried that by continuing to travel for milin or to go back a mil, he'll miss the zman tefila. Menak yada b'tzro ibov, he should wipe his hands on a rock or hard dirt. V'chomidin man, kiyum misfal. The chsiv erchatz b'nekoyin kapai, I wash with cleanliness my palms. Erchatz b'mayim im efsha. V'im lav b'nekoyin v'chomidin man ki. Vav, v'im rochatz yodah b'abay ki karai, if he washes his hands correctly in the morning, the ain you do alosh in the slach chuyad, if he does not know that his hands got dirty, beizidava, kamagim kimshe sich daite bentai, since he was in sich das, but feel lama bentai, even if he was learning, and during learning, you're not allowed to touch makamim se mechusim, still, gam ken ebe esach das, tzorch gam ken lerokh sam bemayim letzorch tfila. But over here in Sevov, where you don't know that you touched the Mokim Metunif, it's only a Hesachadas. So for Hesachadas, you don't have to go searching for water. Shemein Lemayim is a manim. If you don't have prepared water, Beim Yachz Aleim Yachat Fila Betziba, Lo Yachz Aleim Al Menak Yadim Chomidi the Manki, Umispal Imatziba. Right, so if let's say, you're learning morning Seder, and then after morning Seder, they daven mincha, let's say they daven mincha right after morning Seder, and or after second Seder, they daven mincha ma'ariv, and you were learning the entire time, so there's a stomach that you did not touch, but the ma'ariv, you weren't concentrating on it, what those hesachadas. So if there's water, you need to wash, you should wash, if there's a stomach. If it's ain you do it, that you were not in slachach yadav. But if the water's shut, there's no water, so then you don't have to go look for water in such a case.
If after washing his hands in the morning, he gets dressed, so he like touches his feet, then
right, correct. So over here, what we have over here is this halacha. There's a din d'rabbanan to wash your hands before tefillah. The machleik is Rambam and Ran, how to understand this halacha. And that's what we learned is based on this. The Rambam learns that stam yedayim am shamshaniyos, stam yedayim move around, and therefore stam yedayim am becheskes tmeim. According to Ran, you only need to wash if you touch the dav hamitonif. Otherwise, it's becheskes taira. The Shulchan Aruch Obi and Simit Tzadi Beisiv Hei and the Aruch HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they all passing like the Rambam. Now, within the sheet of the Rambam, there are those that hold that there's a mitzvah to wash hands before tefillah, with a bracha even, to make a bracha. We're not knowing like that. We're not knowing that you make a bracha. Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan Obi and Simit Tzadi Beisiv Tess. He brings down this machlokes, Ran and Rambam. He says, "V'zeh dasa Rambam v'arosh v'chein iker," quoting Hagraz, quoting the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Then he says, "V'avkav de l'shari brachas lechashin l'stam yedayim." Even though for other brachas, when achoshish v'stam yedayim, by other brachas we say v'stam yedayim, your hands are clean. So by tefillah we're more machmer. Omnam, after feed day is away, like we saw in the kitzah. But even according to this day that we're more machmer by tefillah, but by stam yadayim, you don't have to be matriach to go after water. Kishen le'am kaim, where you don't have over there. Kishen yaday le'am lichuch el yinak b'tzroi ba'afay b'kaira. The time of the Esach Adas who Shema Dovuk Be'emat Zeyo Itzoya Chshim shav shef ve'elu dvarim yizkancho get clean. V'chein adin kishayim ebitfila v'niz kishenaga b'makam tunif. If you're in the middle of davening and you remember that you touched the makam tunif u'vitfila and b'shman esre yev shalelech mimkoyim, you can't go from where you are. Yinaka b'dvarim eilu, just wipe your hands on something like this that's hard or soft. Could be soft material also, I don't know why I'm saying hard. Just the idea is that it gets, it's not dirt, it's that gets between your fingers and you're able to wipe your hands. Ava b'psuke de zimra, ay b'krishma b'chay seha, yachalelech lita yadav b'mayim. Im yesh mayim b'beis kinesis, you can go wash your hands. Ava lelech b'mokim acha, but to go somewhere else, day b'elu, day b'nikoyim dvarim elu. Uba isik b'teira, tamid day b'nikoyim dvarim elu. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says over here. Now the Aruch HaShulchan also continues. He says, Mokem Metunif. What's a Mokem Metunif that we're talking about? That he touched the Mokem Metunif. Mikri, Mekoy Mois HaMechusim Ba'adam. The parts of the body that are covered. Ubiyad, by the hand, Ara Elboigin, Mikri Megula. Until the elbow, that's called Megula. Uvitzava arachose. So the, yes, the collarbone. Umisham ve'elach mikri mechusa. Chshinoga sham tzach lito yodav. Ve'koshke b'mkoyim shabgufa mechusam legamre. Ubenigi b'sayris arosh. En etzach natil. If you just touch the hair. Achim chichich b'rosh. If you scratch, tzach natil. V'imdotol. Kinda beyadav tzach natila, ava parish nearly the ain tzach natila, right, that we learned in earlier, that dafke kina, unless you kill the parish, then you have to. Rechichich v'ziknoi, if you scratch your beard, oy bepeyes, lav klamu, that's nothing. There's a question brought down about tzoyasa oizin, touch the dirt in your ear or in your nose. The Ramah and Siv Zayin over there says, "Also, ligayz b'mkayim se'elu b'shasha imdim b'tfila a'oyskim b'tayra v'chein b'tzoyes a'oyzim va'af kima yidei beget tishu u'mash b'dvarav de b'tzoyes a'af tzach natila v'loy re'isi nisarim b'zeh." That's the Aruch HaShulchan saying. V'nirali de l'tzoyes a'af a'oyzim ein tzach mayim al nikoyin koyz v'kar v'chom ha'shaz baya chumdum li shekein ha'minik. That the meaning is that v'tzoyis ha'oiz and v'tzoyis ha'af, that you just wipe your hands. V'yesh mi shecholik b'zeh legamri. There are those that argue on this totally and hold that there's no problem. V'hirur mutter kishenogam v'kayim z'tunafim. Here is mutter when you touch v'kayim z'tunafim. Okay. On short sleeves, which is goes above the elbows. So this Rav Yashiv held that one could be makel in a place where it's accepted to wear short sleeves. Chaznish was machmer. Chasitzchok in different tshuvas, so he's makel, machmer. Chatchilo, a person should wipe his hands on something. Could be the machlekes boils down to if makom zuchus is because of ruchtum or makom tunif. Scratching the head we just learned about in the kitzer. This shiur that we're giving over here, it says someone's on the road, so you should go to the front of Dalai Milin and Ma'achrov Mil. Let's say he's at home, he's in the shul, he knows that he touched the Malkum and Tonif and there's no water. They close the water for the day or whatever, right? Or right now the water's off. There's no water. So how far does he have to go? What does he have to do? So over here the share is like Lefanov. I mean like La'achrov, I'm sorry, like La'achrov. The whole idea of Lefanov is because anyways you're traveling. So continue traveling for Milan, not taking it out of your way. But going out of your way, the share is 1 mil. What's the share 1 mil? 18 minutes. So either you it could be the share is to wait 18 minutes to see if the water will go on. But by stam yadayim, they don't have to wait at all. Fine, okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You wash
before the shiur. Is that considered?